Now, next up, would you pay your child to study if you thought it would help them get results? Would you actually give them money to study? One mum has been criticised for saying she is paying her son by the hour to study. She's paying her son £7 per hour with the condition that he has to revise in front of her. She said she devised the reward system after struggling to get her son Oliver to hit the books. Do you reckon it's a good idea? Well, let's listen to the mum first. Let's discuss this with the commentators Heidi McAlpin and Tina Calder first.
On the face of it, it sounds like a good idea. You know, yeah, let's get the kid working. But what my concern would be is that it sets a really bad precedent for teenagers across the country. I mean, education and learning are an integral part of growing up, and to monetize it in this way where teenagers are expecting payment for their efforts, it could actually end up increasing the gap between those who have and those who have not, and the doors of opportunity that open for them. I'm not sure that this is actually teaching this young man the value of money or even the importance of studying. It's simply showing him that he's in control of his parents, and that would be my concern.
Heidi?
I think the parents are the ones who are in control of this initiative. I like it. I like the entrepreneurial message that it sends. It's a carrot and stick idea, but it's been monetized. I mean, adults are motivated by money. We all study and go to university or go to third level education or whatever, or start in training to get a job, and we get a job to make money because we need money in society. This is giving children an early taste of real life capitalism, and to suggest that money is not really a big thing in people's lives, even older children who are, that's the age group we're looking at here, I think is to really undermine their understanding of what it is to study. Study is to get a job, to create wealth, and to be an adult in society who's contributing to society and earning from society.
But, I mean, Heidi, don't get me wrong, I do believe that we should incentivise our children to do well and encourage them to live up to their potential and be the best that they can. But surely she could have done it in a better way, by maybe offering a lump sum for a specific achievement. Or I just think this idea of paying him to go to school or to revise as she is, it's setting a really dangerous message. I mean, I remember doing my A-levels, and if the truth be known, I was more interested in posing in botanic gardens with my classical history books, hoping to catch a student. You know, it wasn't about academia for me, and yet I did study a lot, still did very badly because I have terrible memory. But what I don't understand is what this mother thinks, that an hour a night is enough study time for A-levels. No way, unless the A-levels have changed substantially since I did them. I mean, I know she sits with him, I know he does it in front of her, but she really doesn't know whether he's actually revising or if he's just sitting there dossing about doing his
own. Well, she'll know whenever the results come through, but you mentioned about giving children a lump sum or something at the end of it, and that's basically doing the same thing, but instead of drip-feeding them to encourage ongoing revision, it's just to offer them a big lump sum at the end of their studies. Children are promised gifts.
Getting this money regardless.
Children are promised gifts often, and a wee incentive at the end of exams, even if it's a day trip or a wee treat or even an IOU. You don't need to set an hourly rate. You don't need to be that specific.
But that's where my problem lies. My problem lies with this idea of, number one, an hour a night is enough for A-level revision. It's definitely not. I'm fairly sure there's enough teachers in the country would agree there. I've done them, and an hour a night wouldn't have worked.
I like it. I like having an hourly rate because that reflects what they're going to move into whenever they do get a job that are often is not paid as an hourly rate, particularly your first entry into the workforce.
You know, if she really wants to teach her child the value of earning a crust, she could pay him to do chores, she could pay him to do actual jobs.
But this is a chore.
I don't think learning is a job. Learning is not a job. People do not get paid to go to school, no matter what age they are.
They're not in school. This is an extracurricular revision activity that will lead to them studying, to do exams, to do well in exams, to get a job. And actually, I think it's okay. I think it's quite entrepreneurial, as I say. It's quite innovative. It's a clever way of looking at it. And you can reduce the hourly rate if you want. You can use different incentives if you don't want to monetize it. But I like that idea. But I will
what
say that children... I will say that...
Obviously, what we're trying to establish this morning is, while you're listening to this at home, whether you would put your hand in your own pocket and pay your own child to revise, or actually would you think to yourself, get on with it, and you tell them to do it, and they should be disciplined enough to do it without any type of financial advantage. 0330 80 55 55 is the number, because paying a child to actually do what they're supposed to do in the first place, Tina.
Exactly, and that's where I really have the problem. I completely agree with giving children incentives to do chores and to help around the house. I mean, my four-year-old tidied up this morning before he went to school, and we do it in a way that there is a reward for him, and he does get something out of it, and he understands by doing this, I get that. But I wouldn't be giving him an incentive for going to school or doing his homework or whatever in the future. I think that it's just really dangerous. And what about the parents who can't afford it? What about his friends, for example, who are going home and saying to their parents, Oliver's getting £7 an hour to revise and you're not giving me anything, so I'm not going to bother. That position that puts those parents in is so, so difficult and maybe humiliating for some of them that literally can't afford it.
Listen, that's life. Some people will always give their children more than others, whether they can afford it or not, actually. Sometimes people who have money don't give their children anything, and sometimes people who don't have a lot of money do scrimp together and give their children a lot more than their friends who do have money. So, I mean, that argument can go both ways. But I would say that, I mean, I do think that, you know, we have star charts for children and they're rewarded in that way. As the children get older, doing GCSEs and A-levels, they are old. They're young teenagers, they're older teenagers, they're sort of like young adults at that stage, and money is what makes them tick. So, I mean, you don't need to give them £7 an hour, literally, but you could build it up over time, and then once they've sat their exam, say, do you remember all that work that you did, and I said I'd give you such and such an hour? Here it is, and then give them the lump sum.
I still struggle with this idea of paying a child, and that's what
But they're not really children at that age,
to do his revisions. No, the fact of the matter is there are many, many other things that she could pay her son to do that would help him to learn. The difference is that he should have the gumption to get on with forwarding himself in life. He should have that gumption already.
He doesn't want any incentive.
He wants to be better.